Lost in the Lost City. Hello everyone, I'm Jennifer, a lama living with my family in Machu Picchu. This city was built by the Incas. They created the most powerful empire in South America, but abandoned the city hundreds of years ago, at the time of the Spanish conquest. Our ancestors moved to this high mountain several decades ago. One sunny afternoon, I sunbathed with my sister, Emily, as usual. "Do you know why humans like taking photos with us? No matter what we are doing, eating, sleeping, or sitting?" I asked.
"I have no idea. Why don't you find it out?"
Emily suggested. Out of curiosity, I followed a young man who took a dozen selfies with us.
"Hey, lovely. I'm Jack. What's your name?"
I greeted him and told him my name in my language.
"Would you like to see the sunset with me?"
Jack invited with a smile. I followed him from the terrace to the sun temple. It was not far away. Jack told me Machu Picchu was one of the new seven wonders of the world.
"The majestic scenery of this lost city will leave every tourist breathless,"
he admired. Rarely, the temple was so crowded. Everyone came for the stunning sunset as well as moonrise. Neither Jack nor I realized we had left the tourist attraction and followed the crowd to the bus stop. I said goodbye to Jack and walked back to Machu Picchu. However, the gates to the site were closed. I tried jumping over the gates, but in vain. After several attempts, I sneaked in by crawling under a gate. Blessed that I did not get stuck at the gate, I thought. However, it was dark everywhere. I got lost.
"Where is the terrace? Where are Mom and Dad? Where is Emily?"
I trembled.
"Hello?"
I yelled. Nobody answered. I was hungry and exhausted.
"Jennifer, this way."
Suddenly, I heard a voice calling. Following the voice, I saw my family. Thank you so much. Grandma once told me a story where the protector of Machu Picchu would guide the lost kids. I started crying. Go home and have a good sleep, my child, the voice whispered.